You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Let's put the spotlight on a theme dear to Pope John Paul II, the gift of longevity. It's no secret to anyone how throughout his pontificate he has constantly proffered words of comfort for older people, highlighting how much they still have to give to society. What's more surprising, perhaps, is to hear how often his attention was focused on this same theme right from the start of his pontificate, when he was a young 60-something, as you can hear from these recordings from our Vatican Radio archives.
Dear senior citizens, society needs you, and so does the Church. Old age is the crowning point of earthly life, a time to gather in the harvest you have sown.
Poetic words there for Pope John Paul II. The date is September the 18th, 1984, and this much-travelled Pope is speaking on this particular occasion in Vancouver, Canada. But he could just as well have pronounced those same words to the people he met during any other of those four gruelling trips that same year. Americans, Koreans, inhabitants of Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands, Thailand, Switzerland, Spain, Santo Domingo or Puerto Rico. Or indeed during any other audience abroad or at home, on any other year of his long pontificate, never tiring to stress the value of that harvest. In his words, quote, "The harvest from what you have learnt and experienced, done and achieved, suffered and undergone, as in the finale of a great symphony, all the great themes of life combined to a mighty harmony." Unquote. A harmony which bestows wisdom. A much-needed wisdom today, particularly in the West, where older people often struggle to find a place in society. As Pope John Paul himself writes in January 2005, echoing once again the message to Canadians 20 years earlier.
We need your wisdom, for you can offer assurance in times of uncertainty. You can be an incentive to live according to the higher values of the Spirit.
Precious human and spiritual riches accumulated in the course of our entire lives should never be forgotten.
We need your experience and your insights. We need to see in you that mature love which is yours, that love which is the fruit of your lives, lived in both joys and sorrows.
And this firm believer in salvific suffering, physically weak himself, in that same message mentioned earlier of January 2005, takes the time to denounce the growing culture of death in our Western societies, where the weaker members are often abandoned. Quote, "In the presence of illness and when physical weakness reduces the person's ability to be self-reliant, the life of a human being is precious and represents a gift from God." Unquote. explaining how older people have the power to challenge society by highlighting the value of human life as a precious gift to be loved and defended at all costs.
We need the faith which has sustained you and continues to be your light. We need your example of patient waiting and trust. These values link us with people of all time, and they never grow old.
Values providing that link between historical memory and new generations. Without these fundamental values, people simply have no roots, lacking any capacity to project themselves with hope towards a future that transcends the limits of the present. You've been listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.